We are here at the 2018 Money 2020 in the Coney DBX room. This is a really cool room you guys have here.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Yeah. So we are here with Ed Gross from Coney DBX. How are you, Ed?
Good to meet you. I'm doing great.
Good. I was going to say, how's the show going? But I think it just started. So
yeah, this is my first Money 2020. It's pretty amazing. I mean, this whole room was put together by an amazing team. And, we're really looking forward to the next 3 days, engaging customers, talking about how we can provide value.
Indeed. And we've got the whole crew out here. Look at you have an audience, Ed.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? DBX crew.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right. Hey, let's get to the topic at hand here, sir. The importance of user experience design.
Yep.
Everybody's talking about this today. It's top of mind for just about anybody, even the consumers out there, because we're all trying to measure up to Amazon, Uberization, this, that, and everything. So what does it mean to you guys? What exactly is user experience design for you guys?
Well, user experience design is everything from, how users interact with the application to how well it performs, how they can engage with a customer service representative, for example. It really runs the gamut. It's not just, what you see on the screen. Mm-hmm. It's how you interact with the credit union or the bank or whatever the financial institution may be.
Indeed. And so why is this so important today? Why is it top priority for everybody these days?
Right. Well, it's really kind of make or break, right? Mm-hmm. So you think about every financial institution is not gauged by another financial institution. Mm-hmm. They're gauged by the things that users use every day, mm-hmm. right? So you and me use apps like Uber,
yep.
Amazon, media apps like HBO, mm-hmm. or whatever it happens mm-hmm. to be, right? And so unfortunately or fortunately, the bar is set very, very high, right? And so what we do at Coney, at DBX, is we work to provide that same level of experience to any financial institution. So they shouldn't think of themselves as being limited by their resources. Mm-hmm. They work with us to leapfrog the competition mm-hmm. in terms of UX.
And you're looking at it from like the product perspective, right? So
right.
So what does that exactly mean?
So out of the box, we have a number of package solutions. So applications, everything from retail banking to online banking to consumer lending. And what we do is we ensure a base level of best practices so that when our customers implement, they can really hit the ground running. So from the first moment of implementation, we can ensure that our customers have really best-in-class experiences. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about, because
yeah.
because credit unions out there are having a hard time staying relevant, and this stuff right here will definitely keep them keep them relevant.
Absolutely, right? And relevant across any channel, any touch point, mm-hmm. right? So whether that's a native application, whether that's a call center, whether that's a chat engagement with their customers, and really chat doesn't do it justice. Next level of engagement with a customer service rep. Really any channel, we meet the customers where they are and the consumers where they are, right? So they may want to interact on a mobile device. They may want to sit at home and use online banking, for example. And so it really covers every single channel.
Yeah, there's so many channels today. It's like,
right.
it's almost an adventure trying
right.
to find the right channel for the right person. But it sounds like you guys got that covered for a credit union out there.
We do, and it's not a moment in time, right? I mean, tomorrow something may come across our desk like, we saw Alexa and chatbots. And so we're always on the lookout for new ways of engaging with customers. Mm-hmm. And again, it's really worth mentioning that customers expect that. The moment that a new channel comes out, their airline, their retail banking, they expect everything to keep up with that pace of change.
Yeah, we consumers, we're a spoiled lot, and we expect the
right.
best anywhere we go now.
Yeah, I know. I am.
I know.
Me too. I'm the same way. I'm going to wrap up question here for you. Outlook, where are we going the rest of 2018 and going into 2019?
Well, we are announcing some really exciting stuff happening at Coney. Everything, again, I mentioned customer engagement, mm-hmm. so that more personalized experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably going to be one of the key areas of focus for us, is how we personalize that experience, how we bring that human touch back into the user experience, and not rely so much just on automation and just
right.
basic transactions. Really engaging at a much deeper level with
yeah.
customers.
There's a balance you guys got to hit, So...
Right.
There's that digital, personal, it's that perfect balance we're all looking for.
Yep.
All right, Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time, sir. Well done.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Great.